Paul Krugman is the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. The Princeton professor is well known for his regular column in the New York Times and his frequent criticism of the Bush administration. Now, we just heard some of your fellow economists, like Herman Daly, arguing that growth is not a good thing, that it's intrinsically unsustainable. What do you think, Professor Krugman? Is growth a good thing?
Yes. I mean, we don't even have to talk about going back to the Middle Ages. We can ask, do you really want to go back to the way it was a generation ago when the outlook for hundreds of millions of people in China and India and some other parts of the developing world was hopeless? Or would you rather have this situation now where there's a chance of a decent standard of living, where many millions of people have seen their lives greatly improved? Growth isn't an unmitigated good. There are negative things. There are environmental impacts. But far better to have economic progress than not.
And given where we are today, the world is today, how likely are we to see any growth over the next few months and years, do you think?
Well, in the short run, very unlikely. This looks like a serious global recession. It's probably already baked in the cake now. This is a financial crisis, the worst in 75 years, and it's going to exact a toll on all of us.
But things will get better. Are you optimistic?
Well, it depends on your perspective. Yes, in the long run, we will work our way through this. My great idol as an economist, John Maynard Keynes, said, in the long run, however, we are all dead. And it'll be sooner than that. But I'm a pessimist for the near term, for the next 2 or 3 years. Beyond that, I'm an optimist. I think we will, in fact, rebuild a financial system and get the world going again.
And what will it take between countries around the world to get things better in the near term, do you think?
We really need financial rescues along the lines of what's already being done, finally. But almost certainly we're going to need more and bigger and better focused. We need capital for banks, and it needs to be, you know, we need guarantees. We need a lot of things to just strengthen the system, emergency medicine for the crisis we're now undergoing. And it needs to be global. Sometimes, often, talk about need for global cooperation is overstated. A lot of times it's just an excuse to hold international meetings, but this time it really is necessary. We've got a contagion of financial distress that is spreading. You know, we have defaults on condominiums in South Florida leading to a collapse of the economy of Iceland. We really need a global solution to this one.
As an economist, you're well familiar with the business cycle over the last 300-plus years of history with its booms and its busts. Somehow, we've avoided a serious bust in the last 20 years. Many people around the world under 40 probably can't remember the last one. What can they expect? What does a deep recession look like?
It's much more distressed than people are accustomed to. We've been living in this period that people call the Great Moderation. Everyone was starting to say, oh, really bad recessions are a thing of the past. Although the truth is that the last two recessions, although they weren't deep, they were long. They were prolonged periods of weak job market. But this is going to be, a lot of people are going to be hurting, serious lack of any job opportunities. A lot of people are going to see their way of life severely injured. This looks like it could quite easily be as bad as the early 80s slump. And that was extremely painful for the economy as a whole.
At the root of the Western capitalist model is the profit motive, and I guess we could say greed is its soul and inspiration. You're pretty well-traveled in your experience. Is that now a universal value?
Look, we harness greed, but we don't worship it is the right answer. Everybody wants to better themselves. Call it just the drive for self-improvement. Self-interest is everywhere. The question is whether society polices greed so as to make sure that it's not it doesn't overrun its boundaries. So a little bit of greed is good. Gordon Gekko had some truth to him, but Franklin Roosevelt said, we've always known that heedless self-interest was bad morals. We now know that it's bad economics, too.
That's Paul Krugman, the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for